Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
When you wake up.
When you wake up.
6 to 9 on Smile FM.
This email comes from Lucas Kappa. Right? Lucas was born with cerebral palsy and relies entirely on a wheelchair, obviously, to get around. It's his only way to move. Mm. Every morning, I wake up to heartbreak. The chair's battery dies without warning. The joystick sticks. The frame creaks so loud, I feel like I might collapse beneath me. And day after day, I watch life pass by through my window, unable to move because this chair just doesn't do what it needs to do, which is move me around. I can't attend medical appointments. I can't even go and search for the possibility of work. The isolation is crushing. I have nowhere else to turn. I am begging to help me out in some form of donation to buy a new motorized wheelchair. Your gift would restore my freedom to leave these four walls and rebuild my independence. Pursue employment opportunities I can't reach now. I'm trapped and I remain trapped. My dreams are slipping further away each day as it passes by. And we'll talk to him in a couple of seconds. And if you don't know Quad Care and you have never heard of Quad Care, Gary Kutzer, who not only happens to be the best CEO in the world as the CEO of Century City Conference Center and Hotels, the group of which expands its footprint almost on a yearly basis at their current location. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. Great to be here.
And it's something that you and I, we've chatted before as mates, and we've chatted before on the show about Quad Care and how important it is to you, your journey growing up with it. In actual fact, you and I have traveled to the location where you grew up, to the exact location where the incident happened that put your family in the position of having a family member that needed a Quad Care.
Yes.
Your dad, and I'll never forget going with Gary. We were going on a trip away, and we drove past the building, the said building, and we stopped and you told us the story about what happened to your dad. And I was like, and I was looking at the building and it hit me I couldn't believe that this is the exact place where it happened. And this is the exact location that changed your family's life forever.
Absolutely. Just, I'm impressed with your memory. exactly that. So, my life got changed quite dramatically when I was a youngster. But today is not about me.
No.
It's more about the foundation and what it is able to do. Mm. And the partners that we have, obviously, we've got this unbelievable platform at Century City Conference Center and our hotels where we're able to raise funds. And today's an opportunity for us to really put that money to good use. We've got unbelievable partners as with yourselves at Smile, Delta Airlines,
yes,
just to name a few, the Rabi Property Group.
Yes.
And today's an opportunity for us to really make a difference.
And the nice thing is these aren't partners that have just hopped on board. Delta, the Rabi Group, they've been a part of the journey from the beginning, and wherever they can plug in to make a difference, they do, and they do it without the biggest, slightest worry. Wherever we can help, we'll help. So to that point, I'm going to bring Lucas online with us now. If you didn't hear the email I read out from Lucas, Lucas was born with cerebral palsy. He relies entirely on his motorized wheelchair, which is now non-motorized. Basically, it is so old. Gary, we were looking at pictures of this this man's wheelchair. It is
it's devastating to see.
It doesn't do its job, which is to make Lucas mobile. Okay, it doesn't do its job at all. In actual fact, on a daily basis, he wonders if this will be the last outing in terms of sitting in the wheelchair, because it's almost about to break. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Oh, man. All the better to be talking to you this morning, because I got Gary here from Quad Care. I've been reading through your email, and I've heard your plea to get out of the current wheelchair that you are in.
Yes, this chair is really old.
And I know you put a plea out there to say, please, can you help? I'm trying to raise funds for this new chair. And I know, Gary, a new chair, motorized one, it's an expense. It's not cheap. They're not cheap.
Absolutely.
What's the kind of a cost, if you don't mind me being so...
It varies, but the one we're looking at is probably around 30 to 35,000 rand.
Wow. And for anybody... At any given time, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Lucas, I come bearing some good news this morning. We don't want to contribute towards a new motorized wheelchair. We want to give you a brand new motorized wheelchair.
am I hearing you correctly?
You are. We want to give you... A brand new, brand new motorized wheelchair?
I don't know how to thank you. I do not know how to thank you.
Oh.
I don't think you understand what you've just done. You've given my independence back. You know, that's the most difficult thing. And you know, the most important thing is I can finally find a job. Because in 2 years' time, I'll be 35 years old. And in South Africa, once you're 35, you are deemed to be too old. So I need to have a job by that time. I have a national diploma in business management. It's very difficult for me to find a work, to find a job.
Lucas, what I'm struck about the most about your email to me, and I know that this independence means everything to you, but what struck me about your email was that you actually want to take the chair and go and find work.
Mm.
I mean, just for a second, think about that, yeah. Right? There are people that are sitting doing nothing because they don't want to do anything, right? Here is a young man who wants to go out as a quadriplegic and go and work.
Sure.
But he can't because he's stuck in a wheelchair that doesn't work.
Mm.
Sure.
And when he gets one that works, he's going to go out and he's going to go look for something for a job. Come Lucas, on. You're an inspiration. We are just, Gary, I cannot thank QuadCare enough. You and I often talk about making a difference in people's lives and getting involved and doing things. And this is one of those occasions where we're doing
absolutely. It's our absolute pleasure. And Lucas, it might just make the smallest of difference. And that's exactly what we aim to do.
Yeah.
Just try and make your life a little bit better.
Sure.
Thank you so much to your team and everyone who's
going. Absolute pleasure, Lucas. We will make sure you get that as soon as possible. In actual fact, Gary's already got the plans in place, and I'll be out there to visit you soon, Lucas. Lucas, have an amazing day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lucas Kappa today. Who goes from being trapped in a chair, never mind being trapped in his body because he's a quadriplegic, but being trapped in his chair because he can't be mobile, right? In the same chair, looking out the same window every day, wondering how it's going to change. Well, it changes today,
sure.
Thanks to QuadCare and those incredible partners, Delta, Robbie Group.
Smile FM.
We love what you do, Gary. Gary, yeah. Thank you very much. Over and above being the CEO of Century City Conference Center and Hotel, also the dynamic man behind QuadCare. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Monday to Friday.
6 to 9.
On Smile FM.